Hi, Chuck Huber here for the State of YouTube channel. Today I'd like to show you a product called Stat Transfer that's actually not made by State. It's made by a company called Circle Systems in Seattle, Washington. But it's very useful if you're a Stata user and you get files from in different formats from other people and you'd like to convert them into Stata, or if you're a new Stata user and you have lots of data files in other formats. So let me show you how to do this. This is Stat Transfer here in the middle of the screen. This is the interface. There are two things I need to do, well, four things I suppose I need to tell it. First is the input file type. So I want to convert an input file, that I need to tell it the type. Then the file specification, where is it located, which file is it? And then on the bottom I need an output file type and then the output file name. Okay, so for the input file, let's take a look under this menu here. We have lots and lots and lots of file formats that we can convert from. From Microsoft Access, Simple ASCII, delimited files, all kinds of things. Now I have an SPSS file that I would like to convert, so I'm going to scroll down here to SPSS data file, select that. Now I'm going to browse for the file that I'd like to convert. So here's the auto.save. This is actually an SPSS data set, so I'm going to click open. So that's my input file. I've told Stat Transfer that it's an SPSS file and told it the name of the file. Now I'd like to tell it what kind of file I'd like to output it to. Well, of course, I'd like to output to Stata, but I have lots and lots and lots of options. If you're using standard Stata, you can do that, or if you have SE or MP, you can convert it directly into SE or MP format. So let's just do standard Stata here. And by default, it's going to save the output file in the same folder as the input file, so we really don't need to specify that. And if I want to, I can look at the variables that are in the list before I convert it. There are lots of observations and things I can do. It's a very powerful program, but all I want to do is take the entire data set and convert it. So now I'm ready to convert it, so I click the transfer button, and that's it. Almost instantaneously, it's been converted into Stata format. Okay. So now I can come over here to Stata and I can click open, and it opens to my desktop, and here is the auto data and Stata data format. Okay, so I click open and there it is. Again, so this started off as an SPSS data set and we've converted it to Stata and then opened it right within Stata. Thanks for stopping by.